I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Lawmakers want to keep the identities of companies supplying drugs for lethal injections in Alabama a secret. That's what a bill that just passed the state house yesterday in a 76-26 vote will guarantee. That bill now moves to the Alabama Senate. Alabama hasn't executed a death row inmate since 2010, partly because the state has had trouble obtaining lethal injections. Drugs. Pharmaceutical companies have in the past shied away from associating their name with an execution drug. Several Democratic lawmakers argue the state has no legitimate reason to keep the company secret and that the public has a right to know. The bill will also allow Alabama to resume use of the electric chair as an execution method if lethal injection drugs are unavailable. A similar death penalty bill passed the Alabama House last year but stalled in the Senate. March is Women's History Month, and a recent study shows 20% of all women in Alabama live in poverty. Nearly 40% of those women in poverty are the heads of their households. That's according to the group Bread for the World. Director Asma Latif says the wage gap between men and women is a major factor in their struggle.
Women earn 78 cents on the dollar for doing the same job as their male counterparts. So eliminating that wage gap would go a long way in raising incomes for families that are headed by women.
Latif says one of the reasons for this, that this is the case, is because women are proportionately underrepresented in Congress. According to Bread for the World, Alabama ranks in the top 10 in terms of hunger and poverty. A familiar name and voice to listeners of Alabama Public Radio will be honored today. Writer and APR commentator Catherine Tucker Windham is this year's inductee to the Alabama Women's Hall of Fame. Windham will join past honorees, including activist and writer Helen Keller and Hollywood actress Tallulah Bankhead. William worked as a newspaper reporter before becoming an author, storyteller, and radio commentator. We spoke with former APR manager Bo Pittman after Windham's passing. He recalled one particular story about kudzu.
She talked about how you could go out and be playing next to the kudzu in the field, and when you started running back to the house, by the time you got there, the kudzu had passed you and was already at the house in its growth. That was one of my favorites of all time.
Windham will be inducted today during a ceremony at Judson College near Selma. And Birmingham has been chosen as one of six pilot sites for a national initiative to restore relationships and trust between law enforcement and citizens. Attorney General Eric Holder is expected to announce those sites for the National Initiative for Building Community Trust and Justice this afternoon after a discussion with students and police officers. The new initiative was announced last April. It's a partnership between federal officials and criminal justice institutes to help law enforcement regain the trust of citizens in certain communities. Now your forecast.
A good Thursday morning to you. The rain and even a few thunderstorms are back in the forecast for our Thursday. Temperatures will be warmer, though, with highs in the mid-70s across much of the state as a warm front moves northward throughout the afternoon. We'll see the rain continue overnight Thursday night with temperatures dropping down into the lower 60s. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.